You're listening to Radiola.
The more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad. And the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
And the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad. And the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
With all clothes to wear about the streets and all kind of old shoes upon me feet. Yes, that's the way they want to see me walk, just to give the others a chance to talk. But
and the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad. And the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
But these days I'm getting so much luck that my girls even promised to buy a truck. I mean a DeSoto and a Seed and Ford. So you see I'm living like a little lord.
And the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad. And the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
Well, my girl got money so I don't care, and I got my bungalow in St. Clair. For I'm Lord Caressa, the king of hearts, only living among the aristocrats.
And the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad. And the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
Well, by this you will see I'm up to mark all my suits, the tailor, that Harry Clark, and I drink some Canning and Company with a high-grade cigar, some Germany.
And the more they try to do me bad, the better I live in Trinidad. And the more they try to do me bad, the better I live in Trinidad.
Since Mr. William came to this colony to manage the electric company, not until he heard I was in St. Clair that he put the new model lights up there. So
the more they try to do me bad, the better I live in Trinidad. The more they try to do me bad, the better I live in Trinidad.
So you see my name figures everywhere. I mean in England, New York, no talk about here. I broadcast my song so the world was heard, and I brought visitors to the hummingbird.
And the more they try to do me bad, the better I live in Trinidad. And the more they try to do me bad, the better I live in Trinidad.
Thank you. Put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, this is Radiola. You weren't expecting it, probably. I wasn't promising anything last week when I announced that I wasn't going to do a show at WHCL. I'm Andy Sr., by the way. And normally I'm on WHCL up at Hamlin College, but this week, for a very good reason, I'm not there. So I thought I would present a program for those who would probably rather listen to this than to whatever is going to be broadcast instead of me, since I'm not there. But here, for your enjoyment, is a miscellany, some good stuff. I wouldn't call them leftovers. A lot of them are just things I wasn't able to fit into other shows. So I guess the theme of this show is stuff and things, if you will. We begin with The Caresser. The More They Try to Do Me Bad, 1938. I always love that recording, and it feels good right now. It feels like the life I'm living, actually. And after that, we had Tito and his Swing Tet from 1939, and that was Stuff and Things. A very interesting recording, modernistic for 39, that's for sure. That was sent to me by Irwin of WFMU. We often trade things, and I was glad to get that. That's a marvelous piece. Originally on Bluebird, and not terribly common either. I don't see that everywhere. Willard Robeson and his Ipana Troubadours after that with our theme, Wake Up Chillin', Wake Up, 1929. And continuing on this theme of a joyous agglomeration of disparate parts, we have Jack Pettis and his orchestra from the Venuti and Lang Mosaic Box Set. An early recording, 1927, That's My Happiness. Happiness.
little town. When the evening sun goes down, that's my happiness. Think of just a bungalow where the morning glories grow. That's my happiness. Don't hesitate or wait, just open the gate and walk in with me. Look around and oh, what a home sweet home you will see. Think of someone if you can, saying that, that here I am. That's my
gentlemen, punch up, no bluff, that punch, sure pop, someday, is that cushion foot star?
And there you have Jackson and the Southern Stompers, Dusky Stevedore, hot reading of that, very hot, from Frog Spawn on Frog, one of the new releases on Frog. I urge you to go and check out their website, which is linked on my Radiola blog. That was from 1928, radiolablog.blogspot.com will take you to all kinds of links like that, by the way, and every playlist of Radiola, including this one. Clarence Williams' Washboard Band, also on Frog. That was Cushion Foot Stomp with a vocal by Eva Taylor from 1927. Before that, we had Jack Pettis. That's my happiness. I guess that's how they wanted to say it. 1927. And this is my happiness. I'm not going to say it three times. All I have to do is say it once. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm just thrilled to bring you this each week. This music makes me feel good, and I'm feeling pretty good. What can I say? Continuing now, we have a 78 that I recently acquired and haven't yet used. I fixed it up a couple of weeks ago. Grace Hayes from 1928. I Must Have That Man.
I'm so unhappy, left all alone. Ain't got nobody to love now. The man I long for is not so strong for me. He's not an angel, but I don't care. Perhaps a change will come somewhere. Whatever he is, I want to be his way. Don't want my mammy, I don't need a friend. My heart is broken, it won't ever mend. I ain't much care. I must have that man. I'm like another that's crying for heat. He treats me awful each time that we meet. It's just unlawful how that boy can cheat. But I must have that man. His heart is hating. A lady's not safe in his arms when she's here. But I'm afraid that he's cooled off. Maybe I'm ruled off his lips. I'll never be missed. I need that person much worse than just that. I'm half alive and he's driving.
Thank you. was a lucky April shower. It was the most convenient door. I found $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4. Around $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. She was selling china, and when she made those eyes so nice, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent store.
$1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4. Around $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store.
She was selling china, and when she made those eyes so nice, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent store.
Happy returns of the day, a new 5-minute hit of the week with almost twice the playing time of the average record. At your news dealers next Thursday.
And that was one of those extended hit of the week performances from 1931. Don Voorhees, I Found $1 Million Baby. And I like that. That came out rather nicely. Before that, Grace Hayes, I Must Have That Man. Fields of McHugh, 1928. I think that was from the Blackbirds of that year. Great performance. Not a common performance, but that record turns up from time to time. I'm glad it turned up in my bailiwick, as many things often do. I'm Andy Senior. As I say this, you're listening to a special radiola, not on WHCL, as often would be the case on a Friday night, but this is being done in preparation for those who might want something to listen to Friday night and who often listen to this show. I just am glad to be able to sit down and do this. Even though I have other things I'm looking at this week, we'll do this first. It's always fun. here's a few interesting items. This is from the Jeff Healey collection, which I'm pleased to have access to. And again, I want to thank David of Toast in New York and the Healey family for making this material available. I cleaned this up a bit because it had a nasty scratch in it, but I'm glad to have a better copy than I had before of this particular selection. This is the Majestic Dance Orchestra, 1928, a Bob Herring group, recording for Perfect. Irving Kaufman is on the vocal here, and this is probably one of the most interesting vocals Irving ever recorded, of many interesting vocals. But I just love this record, 4 or 5 times.
By the silvery moon, let's sit and swoon till dawning, till dawning. darling, holding hands and cuddling up tight. Cock-a-doodle-doo, doodle-doo, when the rooster is crowing. Cock-a-doodle-doo, doodle-doo, then I gotta be going. When the morning glories wake up in the morning, then I'll kiss your two lips goodnight.
And there we have B.A. Rolfe and his Palais d'Or Orchestra, 1928 off Edison Diamond Disc. No parking. Yes. And B.A. Rolfe was an interesting guy. And I mentioned him on an earlier show. He did work in this area up in Utica. He was born locally in New York State and worked here in the early 1900s, and then went into movies, and then went broke, and then went back into music. But he was had a varied career, very interesting stuff, and a trumpet virtuoso, by the way, as you probably could tell. Before that, we had Oreste and his Queensland Orchestra, and Jack Kaufman on the vocal, Irving's brother, When the Morning Glories Wake Up in the Morning. That was an unreleased take, and the actual released version had another vocalist, but I like playing Jack Kaufman, too. I think he provides an interesting contrast to Irving. And finally, we heard Irving himself on the Majestic Dance Orchestra with Bob Herring 4 or 5 times. I just love that record, I have to say. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and you're listening to this off-air. This is an Internet-only broadcast. Brought to you in lieu of my usual Friday night program, which we're going to continue with Al Jolson in 1924, Isham Jones. This is Al, and a song that I believe was definitely associated with him. The One I Love Belongs to Somebody Else.
Getting mighty few. You you only call to be kind. If you do not care to stay, I'll never stand in your way. Maybe I'll cry when you say goodbye. Maybe I'll sigh when you're leaving. Maybe I'll weep when I lay me down to sleep. And all through the night I see you, I'll wear a happy smile. When I'm alone, tears may flow. My pride will hide what's going on inside, and if I ever cry,
how in the world can
more. Well, a man lay down by a sewer, and by the sewer he died, and at the coroner's request, they called it suicide. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more. Oh, Lord, it ain't gonna rain no more. How in the world can your folks tell? Ain't it gonna rain no more? A little black and white animal out in the woods, I says, ain't that little cat pretty? I went right over to pick it up, but it wasn't that kind of a kitty. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more. Ain't it gonna rain no more. But how in the world can your folks tell? Ain't it gonna rain no more, no more, no more, no more.
Now, there is a true million seller. That's Wendell Hall, It Ain't Gonna Rain No More, apostrophe, 1923. Originally on Victor, I think. That was on the Pro-Arty set from, oh, some time ago. Before that, Kitty O'Connor off of Columbia 78. If I Cry, You'll Never Know. If Kitty O'Connor was the girl baritone, and I often wonder if I'm playing these at the right speed. She is really deep there. That's a real baritone. That's even deeper than Al Jolson singing. Oh boy, and Al was certainly not a high pitched tenor. and this is Radiola, and I'm a high pitched tenor. I admit that. At least I'm higher than some. I'm not quite up in the Gene Austin range, but. I certainly am not. I don't have a Paul Robeson thing going. Yes, Radiola. Usually on Friday nights on WHCL, and you can get that through the Radiola blog. You can find links. Or if you're also a radio listener, and God bless you if you are, I appreciate that. Well, radio was meant to be heard on the radio. I mean, this is an expedient. But I like doing a radio show too, where you can sit and listen in your car, or you can listen. Of course, you can make CDs of this and listen in your car too. So, the line is increasingly blurred, and sometimes so am I. But we're going to continue with a recording I made this year in Canastota at the public library. A wonderful, wonderful group, the Bearcat Jazz Band. Recorded they played a wonderful afternoon of music. My wife and I went to hear and enjoyed it so much. And I was so glad to be able to get this. The band is led by Dick Ames, who is now 90 years old and was when this recording was made. Marvelous player. This is called Sweet Like This, from the King Oliver book. This was recorded this year, March 21st, 2010, and I'm happy to present this to you on Radiola. Thank you.
Thank you.